And you want the cows to come in. How would you call them? Or how would you call them?
Sup, Jersey, sup, Jersey, sup, Jersey.
And how would you call calves in? Would you say something different?
Not that I know of. You just, if it's a young suckling calf, they come with their mamas. They're usually in the barn anyway, but if you're calling them, you just rattle the feed bucket and here they come. But I don't know anything you call them.
Now, what are calls you would use to mules or horses to make them go either left or right when you're plowing?
That I can't tell you. I've heard it, but I can't tell you right now.
Would you use G and
Hall? G and Hall. G and Hall. Okay.
Do you know which one is which?
G must be right and Hall must be left because that's what I did with my hands automatically.
Now, if you want to get horses in from the pasture, would you have some special call for them? Would you maybe whistle or?
You might whistle or you might. I'm trying to think of hearing somebody call a horse. Usually an animal has a name, no matter what. Kind of the simplest.
And so you might very well.
You just call him. You might whistle to him.
But you might just use his name.
Yes.
Now, if you were going out, you know, in this area, people going out to feed hogs, maybe in a pen, would they say anything to those hogs that they fed them?
Well, you say suey to them when you want them to do something, but I don't know what it is. Go away, I think. Suey, 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 suey. Maybe you call them that way. I believe you do.
Now, you didn't have sheep, but would you know were there any special calls that would have been used for calling sheep?
I don't know that.
Now, how about feeding chickens? Would you say something to the chickens when what you fed them?
Chick, 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 chick.
Now, suppose you wanted to get your horses ready to go somewhere, or hitch them up, you'd say, I need to go somewhere, I've got to.
Hitch the horses to the wagon.
Mm-hmm. And what would you use for hitching them up? What are the various pieces you need?
Now, you've got me on that. You use a...
Well, you put one thing on the head.
Well... When you're just going riding, you put on a bridle, and the, oh dear Gussie, and what is it you ride on?
Well, first, if you're riding, you get on the saddle.
Saddle. But now, if you're hooking up, a team, I don't know all those things.
But generally, you'd have to...
Get them, you put something over their head, and they've got reins. I just don't know what they're called.
Now, well, if you're driving, you're hitching it to a buggy. If you're riding, you hold the reins.
Yes.
Or what would you call it if you're in a buggy? You'd hold those long pieces coming back from the head all the way back. Would you call those reins?
You still would, as far as I know. Mm-hmm.
And if you're riding on a saddle, what do you put your feet into?
Stirrups.
And if you got two horses on a buggy, what would you call the one on the left? Would you have a special name?
You mean you think he's the lead horse? Well, what of them usually is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what's the other one? The one that's not the lead horse. Any special name there?
I don't recall.
Now, if something's not right near at hand, something located a little distance away, you say, oh, it's just a little...
Over the hill or far away? Mm-hmm. Not too far distance.
Mm-hmm. If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you still had a...
ways to go.
Something's very common, and you don't have to look for it in a special place. You would say, oh, you can find that just about...
anywhere.
Somebody slipped on the ice and fell... this way, he fell.
Back.
And he fell the other way, he fell.
Forward.